Text 3. Vaidhi bhaktir bhavet shastram bhakto chet syat pravartakam raga nuga syat chet bhakto loba eva pravartaka. When devotion is prompted by scriptural injunctions, then that is called Vaidhi bhakti. But when it is prompted simply by spiritual greed, then it is called Raganuga Bhakti. Kripa Kanika Vyakya. We have explained that there are two kinds of Sadhana Bhakti, Vaidhi and Raganuga, and the author is giving the characteristics of these two kinds of devotion here. When devotion is prompted by orders received from the scriptures, which means that the revealed scriptures describe how those who are averse to worshipping Lord Hari will have to suffer by wandering through many miserable species of life as well as throughout hell, and one commences bhajan out of fear of this suffering, then this is called Vaidhi Bhakti. In Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the definition of Vaidhi Bhakti is given.
Yatra raga navaptatvat pravrtyerupa jayate shasane naiva shastrasyasa Vaidhi Bhakti ruchate.
1, 2, 6. That devotion that knows no attachment or greed, but that is prompted by the order from the scriptures, is named Vaidhi Bhakti. In his commentary on this verse, Srila Vishwanath Chakravartipad has written, the word raga can be used when one's worship is prompted by sacred greed after seeing the beautiful deity of the Lord, or by hearing about his pastimes in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavata. When worship is not prompted by such greed, but by the order of the scriptures, then it is called Vaidhi Bhakti. In Srimad Bhagavata 11.5.2-3, there is a clear scriptural warning to those who are averse to worshipping Lord Hari in the words of the Lord. From the face, arms, tights, and feet of the Purusha, the universal form, the four social orders like the Brahmanas, the Gunas, like Sattva, and the four stages of life, like householder life, gradually emanated. Those within the Varnashram system who do not worship their own origin, Sri Hari, and therefore disobey and disrespect him, will fall down from their social station. Those in the four social orders who do not worship Krishna will fall into hell, even if they perform their occupational duties. Chaitanya Charitamrita. The devotion or bhajan mark that is thus prompted by scriptural injunction is called Vaidhi Mark. And the devotion that is prompted by greed, caused by hearing about the pastimes of Sri Krishna, is called Raganuga Mark. Srimad Rupa Goswami Pad has given the following definition of Raganuga.
Virajantam abhivyaktam vrajavasi janadishu ragatmikam manusitta yasa raga nugochati.
Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1-270. The devotion which is clearly present in the eternal associates of Raj is called Ragatmika Bhakti. And devotion in the wake of this Ragatmika Bhakti is called Raganuga Bhakti. Ragatmika Bhakti Mukhya Vrajavasi Jane Taranugata Bhakti Raganuga Name Chaitanya Charitamrita. The people of Raj practice Ragatmika Bhakti. And the devotion that follows in its wake is called Raganuga Bhakti. In his Bhakti Sandarbha 310, Srimad Jiva Goswami Pad has written, "The natural love and desire of a sense enjoyer for his favorite sense objects is called Raga. Just as the eyes are attracted to beautiful scenes and other scenes are attracted to their favorite sense objects and need no encouragement in this, similarly, when the heart of a devotee is naturally attracted to the Lord, then this anxious thirst of love is called Raga. When even a semblance of the moon rays of the aforementioned Raga, which is situated within the hearts of the eternal associates of Krishna, falls on the Christ-like heart of a devotee who attained a little taste for this aforementioned Raga, but did not really develop the real Raga yet, then the whole heart rejoices, and when he learns about it from the scriptures, he develops a taste for the expert devotional service of these Ragatmika devotees. The purpose of this is that when those devotees whose hearts are clear from lust, anger, greed and envy hear from the scriptures and the mouth of the saints about the loving skill in devotional service of the Ragatmika Bhaktas, their taste will awaken. With such ruchi, they will follow them, and thus the Raganuga Bhakti will commence. Thus, it is to be understood.